2 dozen new state governors are starting their jobs this month. They're about to make decisions that affect millions of Americans' lives. We're about to listen to the shift in power in one of those states. Maryland elected a Republican governor last November for the first time in 36 years. The last Republican governor was Spiro Agnew. This means a lot more than a change in party control. In the last few weeks, we've been spending time at the state capitol in Annapolis. There, as in most state capitals, officials are making decisions that may affect your kids' education, your local environment, your state's health care system, a local crime rate, and more. Early this month, the state's new leader walked into a public meeting of Republican legislators.
Joe, thank you. We're going to have to interrupt you. Governor Ehrlich has arrived, and he upstages you every time. Governor Ehrlich, we welcome you.
The governor-elect is Robert Ehrlich. He's about to lead a state that barely had a Republican Party a few years ago. Ehrlich is a former Republican congressman, and he's still got that classic congressional look. Dark hair, medium length, parted crisply on the left side. He smiles a lot. He steps into the meeting holding a big white Starbucks coffee cup in one hand and reaching out to greet people with the other. Sitting at a table with that coffee cup in front of him, Ehrlich faces his fellow Republicans.
We were able to run a Republican campaign in the state of Maryland on many core Republican principles and win.
Now the ex-congressman plans to push a carefully selected set of issues that in some ways resembles the national agenda of President Bush. He says he wants to hold down taxes, but spend more on public education. He wants to make it easier for faith-based charities to get state money, and he also wants to rework the juvenile justice system. Ehrlich tells his fellow Republicans he wants the party to coordinate its public statements, much as Republicans do in Washington.
Sometimes you are going to have a problem with a position that the administration takes. If it's moral or religious, there is no discussion. If it's anything else, please let us know.
Robert Ehrlich knows that some in his party do have moral problems with his plans. He's proposing to expand gambling in the state of Maryland. He wants to install slot machines at the state's horse racing tracks.
And they're on. Focus on Hotel Love, Special Ops, Horse Show, Early Speed, and Raleigh and Times move up on the...
This state is home to the Preakness, part of horse racing's Triple Crown. It has several other horse tracks, like the scene of this race in Laurel, Maryland. Ehrlich wants to install thousands of slot machines at those tracks. The state would get a cut of the extra gambling revenue, which it needs. Like almost every state, Maryland faces a monstrous budget gap, more than $1 billion in the coming fiscal year. The slow economy means that Ehrlich has to find other ways to cut the state budget. And whatever he does, he'll have to compromise with Democrats, who still dominate the state legislature. The House Majority Leader is Kumar Barve, who says Ehrlich's campaign rhetoric is about to crash into reality.
This governor has made some very specific promises. He's promised to increase education funding. He's promised not to take money away from county governments. He's promised not to lay off any county employees. He's promised not to raise taxes. And he's said that he's going to finance all of this with slot machine revenues. These are I don't know how he's going to be able to keep all these promises.
It's a tough time for a Republican to finally get his chance to run the state of Maryland, though the administration is trying to get a running start.
Excuse me, I just ran up from the garage. We had a race. I won.
1 week before the inauguration, the leader of Governor Ehrlich's transition team raced into his temporary office. He's Michael Steele, who just got elected Maryland's first black lieutenant governor. Steele acknowledges that the new administration can only do so much.
We want to come honest to people, we want to come correct to people, and spell it out. There's no money.
But he still has big plans. From this office, Steele and his aides are managing 1,000 details of taking power, among them considering candidates for thousands of state jobs. Republicans are hiring Democrats for some key positions. But Michael Steele makes it clear that he is also trying to use those jobs to help build up the power of the state Republican Party.
Reviewing resumes and talking to a lot of people who want jobs.
How important are those 5,000 jobs to building the party in this
state? Oh, they're very important. I mean, come on, you know, we're not crazy. Like, you know, you don't win this battle just to give away everything. I mean, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility, more than a certain level of responsibility, to our base, Republicans who have toiled out there for 36 years.
Governor Robert Ehrlich took the oath of office this week. and you could immediately feel the change at the state capitol in Annapolis. Some Democratic state appointees received 48 hours' notice to clean out their desks. By Friday, those freshly emptied desks had been dragged into the hallways of the Capitol building. The furniture was piled there as work crews pulled up the old carpets and unrolled new ones. Suddenly, the lobbyists who've roamed these floors for years hardly know anybody. On Friday, Drew Schmidt Perkins wandered alone through the hallways until she found a single secretary left over from the old administration.
A familiar face.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
You still
good.
Schmidt Perkins represents a group called 1,000 Friends of Maryland. It lobbies the state to restrain suburban sprawl and preserve open spaces. For 13 years, Schmidt Perkins has been tugging officials' sleeves as they cross the floors.
I have raised my children in this lobby. My daughter read Stuart Little behind that post. I came down for a couple hours on a Saturday. She read the entire book.
And you're just waiting for lawmakers to come out of the chamber there and you
to talk them as they... You know, before, and then if we come over here, we can look up into the dome of the State House, which is a little bit like being inside wedding cake.
When Democrats were the undisputed rulers of these halls, Schmidt Perkins' group had easy access to state officials. Now she can't even find out what's in the state budget and doesn't even know who to call.
We spend a lot of time these days trying to know what's going on, meeting with people, getting a sense of what their issues are about, learning what they know, rumor chasing, learning more about potential people, Google searches a lot.
This week, Governor Ehrlich called State House reporters into his office, and he told them that power was shifting. Election results bring repercussions, the governor told the reporters, including Tom Stuckey of the Associated Press.
Well, he's made it very clear that the people who are going to be more on the outside are the people, as he said, misrepresent his record. And by that, he was referring to environmentalists who fought him very, very, very strongly. The state employees unions, labor unions generally, conversely, people like farmers, business leaders are going to be more on the inside and will now be part of the process.
In this state capitol, insiders have become outsiders, and some Republican outsiders are on the inside for the first time in their careers. The Republican legislators include Carmen Amadori. She represents Carroll County, a rural area that voted overwhelmingly Republican. 79%.
We were always politically incorrect. Always.
Carroll County residents complained bitterly for years that Democratic administrations wouldn't give them money for new roads. Now Amadori expects construction to begin. But to satisfy his supporters, Governor Ehrlich still has to find money to spend. Like almost every new governor this year, his first act is a drastic effort to balance a budget. When Ehrlich proposed his state budget on Friday, he said he would close part of the deficit with money from slot machines. Though the legislature has yet to approve that contentious proposal, the governor's budget already spends the money, almost $400 million worth. Republican Carmen Amadori expects the new Republican administration to use tough tactics in these tough times.
I just know that there will be cuts in social programs, and perhaps, and I don't know this for sure either, but perhaps the budget will present it in such a way that if you want this program or you want this program, then you're going to need the money. And you know what? The only way we're going to get the money is with slots.
That would be politically interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be the game that you got to play.
And as Republican Robert Ehrlich assumes power in the state of Maryland, he's taking a gamble that he can win that game.